Okay, so you may have already started a binge. I'm so glad you're listening to this audio, as this really shows that you're wanting to make changes in your life. I don't want you to feel bad about the current binge. It's not your fault. Just because you've started this binge does not mean that you have failed in any way with your recovery. You are not back to square one, and you have not blown anything. Even during the binge itself, you can work on your recovery, and that's what we're going to do right now. Together we can work on reducing the amount of food that you consume during this binge, as well as work on the time you spend binging. I want you to draw a little attention to any bodily responses that you think's happening. Is your heart rate up slightly? Are you feeling panicky? Perhaps your breathing has changed a little. This may be simply down to anxiety, and this can exasperate and intensify any binge feelings. We can work to reduce a lot of the discomfort of these sensations through simple breathing exercises. You can continue to eat, or if you like, you can work on this exercise, but please don't do both. And when you're ready, I want you to take a big deep inhale through your nose and just hold. And exhale and release. Excellent. Okay, let's just try that again. Inhale through your nose. Hold. And release. Just allowing any tension to melt away. Now I want you to try that again. But this time I want you to take a big, deep inhale through your nose and squeeze your fists and squeeze your body and hold and exhale and release. So we're just working on the amygdala region in the brain. We're helping to modulate brain activity and mental function, as well as bring a little inner calm to both the body and the mind. So let's do it again. Inhale through your nose, hold for 5 seconds, squeeze, exhale and release. Excellent. I want you to continue to work on your deep breathing, just inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose, just working on calming the body and calming the mind. Now we have restored a little calm, and I want you to think about this binge. Perhaps it's simply the body's way of trying to get a little more nutrition. Factors that can cause this are overexercise, undereating, lacking a certain macronutrient. If you think that this is what's causing this, if you think you're still hungry, then please fix yourself something nutritious. Eat it slowly and calmly. Or perhaps you feel this binge is emotional. You may be feeling sad, upset, alone, or scared, and you're using food as a distraction to stop you feeling this way. I want to tell you that it's okay. It's okay to feel the way you do. We all feel upset at times. We all feel unworthy of love at times. We are allowed to feel angry, sad and upset, just as we're allowed to feel happy, calm and blissful. All emotions are allowed. During a binge, it's so easy to wrap our emotions up with food, whereby no thought is actually given to the food itself that you're eating. And eating becomes almost automatic, with our minds lost in thought or in trance. When we are thinking or worrying, that's just what we're doing. We're thinking and we're worrying. When we're eating, that's what we're doing. We're eating. They are two separate entities. So you really want to work on pulling them apart. So tell yourself, whatever the thought, whatever the emotion, it can wait. You can go back over it another time. After eating the food that you're currently eating, you can then go and have a worry or a think. A great way to help with this is to practice mindfulness. One really great mindfulness exercise is saying out loud or to yourself what it is you're doing. So I'd like you to start a running commentary now. And it might sound like this. I'm reaching for some potato chips. I've got my hand in the packet. I'm lifting them up now and I'm putting several in my mouth. They taste salty and crunchy. Or I've opened the cupboard door. I'm reaching for a candy bar. I'm opening the wrapper. I'm putting it in my mouth, it tastes sweet. Start your commentary and keep it going throughout this audio. And this is such a powerful tool. It really helps you to remain mindful of everything that you're doing. You're not allowing your mind to wander or worry or enter that trance-like state. I'd like you to continue with this awareness. I want you to notice when the food enters your mouth. Be present of the taste and the consistency. Is it crunchy, smooth, creamy, or soft? And as you eat, bring your attention to your jaw. Feel your jaw moving with the motion of chewing. Now I want you to bring the focus to the taste. Does it taste good? Mediocre or bland? When we're hungry, food can taste great, really great. This is your body's clever way to get nutrition and calories in. However, as we start to fill up, our taste buds start to change. This may be more apparent with sweet foods in particular. Your body will try and tell you it's had enough by changing the sweet taste response. If foods can become too sweet, or even the whole experience can seem dulled or not as enjoyable. So again, continue to pay attention to how the food tastes. Has the food become dull? Or are you just aware of the texture and the consistency? Tune in and really ask, does your body no longer desire this food? If your body no longer desires the food, then we can ask, why are we still eating? Ask yourself, are you able to move away from this binge? To continue to really be mindful of each and every detail of your experience. I'd like to work on another breathing exercise with you. So if you're willing, please move away from the food. Turn your back to it so the food is out of sight. You can stand or sit, whatever is convenient to you. I just want you to take a big deep inhale in through your nose and hold. And exhale and just allow any tension to melt away with that breath. Now I want you to inhale and exhale to the count of four. So let's do that now. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale. 2, 3, 4 and exhale 2, 3, 4 inhale 2, 3 okay, so just keep that breath going to further calm your body and your mind. And what you're doing is you're flooding your body with oxygen, and this is what is needed to bring that inner calm to the body and to the mind, and to trick your body into thinking that the fight or flight mode is actually over now, so all mechanisms can resume as normal. I'm going to leave you now in your calmer state. You are the decision maker and you have full control. You can choose to ignore any further sensations or urges to overeat. You don't have to go through with this. You can handle any discomfort that's been brought with this binge. It's only for a short while, and soon you will feel different again. Think of a stormy ocean and the calmness afterwards. Best of luck.